Welcome to the Tech Talks podcast from the Iceway and Seatrade Cruise. I'm David Tibbles. I work as a business development and product manager at the Iceway. These Tech Talks look at technology and innovation within the cruise industry. The Iceway hosts Q&A sessions with tech leaders and innovators who are all working diligently to create solutions that will benefit cruise in a variety of different ways. The title of today's podcast is The Role of Tech in Developing a New Cruise Destination and the Importance of Tech in Creating a World-Leading Cruise Destination. I'd like to introduce Barbara, who is the Chief Destination Experiences Officer at Cruise Saudi, who I'll be talking to for the next 20 to 30 minutes.
Good afternoon, good morning, good evening, wherever in the world you are, David. Thank you very much for having us on your podcast today. For those who are not aware what Cruise Saudi is the entity that is owned by a public investment fund and has been set up in Saudi to develop cruise industry in its entirety in the kingdom as part of Vision 2030. We have the privilege of developing everything that is related to cruise industry in this new destination, including port development, Shorex development, business development, and obviously now we have also ventured into setting up our own cruise line called Aroya, which is a separate part of the business. But as destination experiences, I have a privilege to work with a wonderful team looking after the port development and everything operationally that is required for cruise customers who are coming to Saudi.
It's fairly busy for you at the moment with a fairly large number of ports opening and opening up to various cruise lines. I presume they're keeping you pretty busy, is that right?
You know what, we have a very ambitious plans going forward, and that's what probably draw all of us here in Cruise Saudi to this great project. We currently operate three ports, Jeddah, Yanbu, and Dammam. The ports that we're operating within are the existing ports and then the infrastructure that we had access to through Mawani, who are our partners. The terminals have been developed by us. However, going forward, we have quite a lot of greenfield projects that we'll be working on. And they're very versatile. They're not just port development. They're also private beaches, private islands. We're working closely with other partners within the kingdom who will have cruise components within their plans, the likes of Neom, the Rig, who has recently been announced. So it is indeed very busy for us and very versatile. So it's not necessarily one model of operation and development that we're working towards. It's a number of different models that we're going forward with, which is making it even more exciting for those involved.
To start the questions on the tech side, just an initial one. In what ways do you think can digital platforms and social media be used to promote and market new cruise destination or an existing one? I certainly see that Saudi tourism seemed very active on the social side. So from your point of view, how's that worked and how can it be used in the best way?
Interesting that you asked that question. Cruising in Saudi, I think the future of developing cruise and promoting it, especially to this new sourcing market in Saudi, will predominantly be probably based on social platforms. Social platforms in Saudi Arabia are very, very popular, taking into account Snapchat, Instagram. I'll be probably showing my age when I say Facebook as well. But all those social media channels are very popular amongst especially the younger generation. Saudi is a young generation. I think something like 75% of the community here is are under 35 or something like that. I might have got my stats not fully correct, but it's an extremely young and tech-savvy community. So for us, when it comes to developing sourcing market and developing cruising in Saudi and attracting this younger generation, not just in Saudi, but also globally, those social media channels going forward will be very, very, very important.
Just going on from that, so the data that you can collect from those social media platforms, how does that work with designing and making sure that the visitors' preferences are tailored for? Certainly in your market and probably most markets, sort of what experiences they want to have. Do you get a lot of that from the data that you'll find in social, or is that currently sort of building at the moment?
So we're in the process of building it. However, when it comes to communication with the local community and with the cruise guests going forward, it is definitely the channel that we're working with and we'll be working more towards rather than the previous channels that people would use, the traditional websites. Of course, from the booking perspective, websites are still key. However, in terms of campaign development, you're absolutely spot on, David. When it comes to Saudi Tourism Authority, you can see how many campaigns are posted currently and going forward on the Instagrams, the Snapchats. When it comes to data analytics, it's not only the data analytics, but also the reach that is a lot wider and a lot faster. And that's the key from campaign perspective that is important to any new destinations and not just in Saudi. But you're absolutely right. Data analytics and availability to connect everything that is and the data that is stored on the mobile phone, the use of the mobile phones provides much deeper understanding of the customers that you're dealing with and their patterns of bookings.
And I suppose that speed is really important, isn't it? Because if something starts going a bit viral and there's an awful lot of hits on a certain subject, then it's important to jump on that and use that. And obviously the marketing guys love that kind of stuff. So excellent.
Absolutely. And also from Saudi perspective, the booking patterns in Saudi that we have seen over the past 2 years that we've been operating is that Saudis tend to book late and tend to use those social media to find out and promote certain aspects of the new areas that are being developed in the kingdom. The kingdom is currently extremely busy when it comes to activities, initiatives, events. So you need to really find your way in that busy market to reach out to your customers and to attract them. But also you can build on other people's efforts to promote your own product and your own events and initiatives and sailings going forward.
With a sort of explosion of the Saudi market, when you say about events, all the sporting events that are now on, obviously F1's happening in March, I think, then tennis, golf, cycling. I presume you've got masses of opportunity in the next few years as it grows and grows and grows, because there is so many different events that can be, visited while the cruise or ports.
Absolutely. And we obviously are looking to capitalize on that. Again, Saudi as a country and as a kingdom is very well developed when it comes to working together and stakeholders working to make sure that one event leads to another opportunity and everybody capitalizes on the opportunity that is at hand. Formula One that you've mentioned is just on our doorstep. We can actually see the track from our windows. It's been shaping and developing further and further every year. I think it's now the fourth one that we'll be seeing.
Yeah, I think it is. Yeah.
And we've been there at the first one. We had scenic just on the doorstep. We had Bellissima from MSC sailing past. So it's not only the event, but also the marketing opportunity on those social platforms that we previously mentioned. I think the two ships that I've mentioned were on screens in every household that was watching Formula One and was a great viewing platform. But we, as you said, we have a number of initiatives, a number of events, both sport, culture. We have Biennale, we have art, sport, as you mentioned, huge environmental events as well going forward. So the kingdom is looking at it in a very cohesive development. It's just not one part that is moving forward. It's all of it together.
Just on that, what technology solutions do you think can be implemented really for crews and the ports to improve the efficiency of getting the people from the port to the events or to wherever they choose to visit? Is that something that you're looking at the moment? Do you think it's working well or probably room for improvement? Certainly when I've spoken to many ports now, the systems maybe don't work as well as they should together. How are you finding, as it's kind of a new market for you, how's that working? Are you getting everything you need from the cruise lines and the ports?
So we are very much still in the inception of what we're trying to achieve and where we're heading. As I said earlier, we started from existing ports and an existing infrastructure. We have also been working within the existing regulatory framework when it comes to even immigration processes or any processes that are required within the port. So if I take it from the processes perspective to start with, and then we move into the wider travel and tourism industry when it comes to destinations, I think that's probably the best flow. When it comes to the process and improvements that we could do in the port, tons of opportunities for improvement. And we have been working very closely with the authorities and continue to do so to unlock opportunities and to make the guest experience the best in class, really. Obviously, that cannot jeopardize the security environment within which the cruise industry needs to operate. So we're looking into technology solutions that can facilitate that. Anything from facial recognitions that is widely utilized in many places in the world, electronic gates, gates that can monitor movement of passengers. And not only the movement of passengers, but also the trends in the movement of passengers while using the aviation industry, but also anything that can provide the screening mechanisms without necessarily increasing touch points with the guests. We want that going forward to be a lot smoother than what we're offering currently. However, we have to say that we're meeting all our targets when it comes to passenger flow through our terminals, which we're very happy to have achieved over the very short period of time. When it comes to anything that is outside of the gates of the port and tourism industry, again, tons of areas of improvement in Saudi, especially when it comes to information flow for the guests who may be coming outside of the region, who may not speak the language. And Saudi Tourism Authority is doing a great job in terms of advertising and informing guests about any events that are happening, any attractions that are to be visited. We have some areas where we can work further together in some towns or cities where we're working to provide the guests with maps, especially those independent guests who will not be taking shuttle from us or from the cruise lines, and they want to move through the city themselves. And we have talked to a number of providers in terms of what could be that opportunity for guests who may not have access to internet when they're in Saudi and want to use more interactive apps on their phones. So that is also in progress. And there's tons of things to do and for us to still work through.
Then I presume the guests just want kind of a light touch, but also, yeah, want to get that information when it's required. And that's kind of the hard medium to fulfill, isn't it? It probably isn't as relevant in Saudi, but certainly with cruise, when you have different demographics and different ages of people that have, some are using their apps 20 hours a day and some probably don't even know what an app is. So, yeah, it's important to get it right for everyone, isn't it? Which is a hard thing.
Absolutely. And if you look at the spectrum of guests that all the cruise lines in the world may have, and we cater for all, we have welcomed so far 12 different cruise lines with all sorts of different guests, with 130 different nationalities already visiting Saudi. So apps can provide a fantastic solution when it comes to language barriers, if there are any, or again, if there are any issues with maps or people not being able to maneuver and are not familiar with the area. However, they will never replace what, for example, Saudi is great with, and it's the hafawa and the human touch. So yes, absolutely, we're very interested in developing it and working with providers or ourselves in providing technology solutions. However, I think from Saudi, especially in Saudi, Saudi is very well known for this generosity and hospitality, and meeting the local people is something that we really want people to have an opportunity to do, so because it's a country that is very warm and people are fantastic and they make this destination.
And I couldn't agree more. Last year we did a tour of Jeddah Old Town with a lovely lady who had so much knowledge. It was unbelievable. And could kind of tell you various parts of the old town were doing. We were shown around, yeah, the souks and the market, and went into a place of prayer and everything. And it was great. And yeah, I don't think you wouldn't get that from an app, or you'd probably look at several apps and get lost and wouldn't have all that information. So yeah, totally agree with that. And just going on from that, actually, with the way that Shorex is going, there's quite a few companies now that use augmented reality or virtual reality so that you can see where you're going before you've arrived, or maybe with more of the augmented reality, actually maybe use an app to do a city tour that prompts you or gets you to take a quiz or visit various places and kind of tick them off. Is that something that you're also looking at, or have you heard much about that?
Some of our partners that we're working with, because not all of it is just on Cruzado. We have a variety of partners we're working with, and hopefully for those who will be visiting SeaTrade in Miami, we'll have an opportunity to showcase some of those technology solutions that you just mentioned. They'll be part of our stand with one of our vendors that will be with us then, or one of our partners that will be with us then. Absolutely, yes. I think especially when you have guests that may be a little bit apprehensive when it comes to visiting certain areas, or they want to know a little bit more in terms of what choice they have, having this ability to show them what it is and what they can see and what can they can expect is something that we're definitely working with, and some of the key destinations that we have in Saudi are developing as well.
I think that certainly my children, who are in their early 20s, would always prefer to go on an app or experience something before they've been there so that they're fully prepared. But obviously, yeah, I'd probably be more adventurous and just think, yeah, I'll get there and see how it's all working. But I'll probably at Ctrade, I'll be putting on some VR headsets and yeah, see what the latest technology can do. And moving on from that, onto the sort of smart infrastructure that's out there and Internet of Things and devices, you see that having a big effect on how people sort of approach the environment?
Actually, we do have a little bit of work that we're working with, and I don't know whether you want me to continue to talk about that. There is a lot of Internet of Things and technology solutions that is currently being tested and developed, especially in sites like NEOM, where the developments are a little bit more futuristic and there's a lot of push to remove cars and any vehicle or movement from areas, even of cruise operation. We don't necessarily have the solutions that are already in place, but there is a lot of mobility development going forward in those areas. NEOM has been branded the city of the future, and we are working closely with them on identifying some of the opportunities, including cruise operations and ship operation going forward. So I think best is yet to come, and it will be all geared up towards the sustainability and less intrusive development than we would have seen in the past.
Yeah, NEOM looks so interesting. I mean, I'm sure you get an awful lot of architects wanting to visit and understand how it all works and is put together. But yeah, it looks, yeah, fantastic project. So just talking more on that personalized recommendation, what's your views of how cruise lines currently and ports and destinations, do you think they're personalizing the content enough? Or do you think it's very generalistic as, yeah, well, these are the cruise passengers, this is what we're going to show them? Or do you think, probably not as much now, but in the future, there'd be more of a look at getting that analytical data from the social side and then almost matching that to the kind of profile or persona that can then drive the app or the experience that the guest has?
I think it all depends on the cruise line and their targeted audience and the sourcing market. And we've seen that in the industry. You have some of the most more traditional cruise lines that are targeting bigger groups that are not necessarily targeting a specific market. They probably are a little bit more general and they are looking into focusing more on overall customer experience in terms of how they deliver their service and what they're offering, especially those, and I don't necessarily want to mention any names, especially those with the larger tonnage where they have a little bit more opportunity to play with the space that they have on their vessels. And then you have the other spectrum of the industry that are specifically targeting a given sourcing audience, sourcing market and the audience, where their offer and their marketing campaigns or services are targeted to that group. Here, I will mention it because I think that one of the more interesting one in terms of the development in recent years on the market is obviously Virgin Voyages. They'll be developing very differently, and all their offer and technology solutions are extremely different when it comes to the more traditional cruise lines have been operating on the market in recent years. I think you can see both. You see the traditional offering and some of the businesses sticking to what they know best, and then you've got the new entrants to the market that are seeing a gap and developing that opportunity.
How do you think cruise lines can collaborate a little bit more with local authorities? I was actually talking to a port a couple of weeks ago, and they said they're trying to improve that kind of pre- and post-cruise stay in their local market, so you don't just have people coming to the port, going on the cruise, getting back and going home, because there's often so much more to discover around that destination than just getting straight on the ship. How do you think the cruise lines can work a little bit closer with those businesses and local tourism offices, and maybe using technology to do that, just to really support that local environment and economy? Because, yeah, as I say, all too often it's just in straight to the cruise ship and out again.
You're absolutely right, David. And I think this is the way forward in the future. Any advanced collaboration, advanced passenger information and sharing the data would be of benefit to everyone. First of all, if you have advanced passenger information sharing opportunities, will remove bottlenecks within the port itself and will smooth the transfer through the infrastructure, but also would help to tailor the experience for some of the guests going forward. If the ports have an ability to communicate with the guests of a particular cruise line, as you said, they could entice them to stay a little bit longer, give them an opportunity and show them what the area can offer in addition. And it doesn't have to be a competing experience. This is a collaboration that would benefit from all. I think what, especially what COVID showed to people and what the if there was any opportunity from COVID is to show how we need to collaborate and work closer together for the benefit for everybody. There is no cruise industry without cruise destinations and vice versa. Therefore, going forward, if we can have that that better way of working together for the benefit of everybody, we'll only develop our industry in a better and more sustainable way.
Totally agree. Yeah, I think that's key to the future, definitely. So just to finish up, because it's 2024 and nothing can go without talking about AI, how do you think companies and cruise lines can use maybe booking systems and AI and machine learning to optimize that the scheduling of ships in a port and to make sure that there isn't any overcrowding or that new destinations or events aren't overwhelmed with a large cruise ship delivering a couple of thousand passengers? Is that something that you guys are looking at?
Absolutely. I think for any destinations that have ever experienced traffic-related issues or overcrowding, as you said, this AI and smoothing out some of the operational curves and peaks is key. Because again, ultimately, this all leads to the customer experience, but also the community experience with the cruise industry that is and the cruise guests that are visiting the area. We all know that no one wants to see queues, whether there are queues within the terminals of people going, having to go through some certain processes, or even people queuing in certain shops and certain destinations. How we can work together going forward. And we actually have already done it. I think we have seen number of cruise lines in Cruise Saudi already at the same time, where we have destinations where we need to manage how the guests move around for everybody to have the best experience. In Cruise Saudi and in Saudi, we have this fantastic benefit where we have input into every part of the movement. So we can already achieve that even without AI at this moment in time. Going forward, and every other destinations will only benefit from deploying technology and having greater visibility of who's on the berth, why, which ship is coming when, that will only help with understanding the language needs. If there are two German cruise lines, for example, and one English-speaking cruise line, will help to minimize this this impact on the services and the availability of services that are within the destinations. But absolutely, I think when it comes to passage through the terminals, ability for people to even dwell within the terminals, dwell within a particular area of the city, and that ultimately links to the contribution to the local economy, why not capitalize on it and why not maximize that opportunity?
I presume, obviously, the more information you're getting from facial recognition, and I know there's quite a lot of investment into sort of cameras that are looking at crowd and monitoring them and understanding how that flow works better. I presume as more and more of that comes through AI and machine learning, then I'm sure that'll be used globally for everything. I know quite a lot of the cruise lines use that for just general management of buffet areas or restaurants or theatres. So yeah, I'm sure that's going to expand over this year, which seems to be the AI year so far, which I'm sure it's going to be for many years forward. So anything else?
Absolutely. You can see that trend also in the aviation industry and how the airlines are developing going forward. And even recent announcements that you may have seen from one of the airlines about no need to use your own passport because your face is now your access to certain areas of either the airports or even the airplanes. It's so advanced. The technology is moving so quickly that I'm sure we're going to see more of it going forward.
Yeah, I totally agree. And in actual fact, at Seatrade Global in April, in the tech zone that we help manage, there's quite a lot of that AI and virtual reality and everything coming into that. So yeah, there's certainly an awful lot of interest and a lot of work being done in cruise and airlines. You're totally right. Anything else you want to raise or mention before we kind of wrap up?
No, all I wanted to say is that we are looking forward to welcoming international cruise lines and guests and utilizing the technology going forward. We have a fantastic opportunity as a new destination to make sure that we develop it literally from scratch, unlike some of the destinations that have the pre-existing obstacles or have already faced some issues in the past. We can write our own reality in a way, and that's what we're looking forward to, working with some partners, even like Iceway, as you know, when it comes to also capitalizing on developing on our own line and understanding how all fits together.
Thank you, Barbara. That's been really interesting, and I hope all the listeners found it as interesting as I did. Any questions, I'm sure they can feed them through the comments in the social that this posted on, and we can both get the answers for them. Thanks very much, Barbara. That was great.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. And if anybody has any questions, please come and visit us at C-Trade, where we all will be. And I look forward to seeing everybody there or answering any subsequent questions that you may have. Please don't hesitate.